From the studios of KXCI Community Radio in Tucson, Arizona, I'm King David McKenzie with the Unvarnished Truth. Here's how some of the world is treating itself today, the 21st of May, 2009. The United Auto Workers, General Motors, and the federal government have reached an agreement on contract concessions and the restructuring of $20 billion in debt that GM owes a trust fund for retiree health care. Terms of that agreement are being withheld until the UAW general membership has a chance to look it over and then vote on it. New York Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly claims that the four men the NYPD arrested last night for planning to bomb synagogues and shoot down Air National Guard planes have no ties to terrorist groups outside the United States. The arrests were made after the men placed what they falsely believed to be active car bombs outside of two synagogues in the Bronx. The planned bombing was in retaliation for the United States-led wars on Iraq and Afghanistan. The alleged leader of the group claimed that his parents had lived in Afghanistan before the war, and they were upset with the treatment of Muslims in the United States after the September 11 attacks. Television stations around the country are running one of those soft tests of the analog signals that will be shut off permanently 3 weeks from now. If programming on participating full-power stations are interrupted for a message reminding you to get a digital TV set or tuner, it means that you're watching one of those signals that will be shut off, and if you see that message while tuned to the station through a cable or satellite provider, it means the cable or satellite provider has screwed up and hasn't switched from the analog source to a digital one yet. Here in Tucson, KVOA Channel 4, KGUN Channel 9, KMSB Channel 11, KOLD Channel 13, and KHRR Channel 40 will definitely be running those tests and have a walk-up center at the Tucson Mall scheduled to be open between 4 and 7 p.m. this evening. KWBA 58 definitely won't be participating, and I couldn't get definite word as to whether KUAS Channel 27 or KUVE Channel 52 are going to. The analog signals of KUAT Channel 6 and KTTU Channel 18 were shut off several weeks back. Mayor Larry Langford and Police Chief A.C. Roper of Birmingham, Alabama, have announced the firings of five police officers who were caught on a video recording beating a drug crime suspect after a 100-mile-an-hour motor chase from Birmingham to suburban Hoover, Alabama, roughly 50 miles away. The video shows the suspect's van hitting Hoover police officer Mike Lucas as the officer was attempting to place spike strips on the roadway before the van spins out and rolls off a highway on-ramp, at which point the suspect is ejected from the van. The five officers are then shown beating the motionless suspect. Although the incident took place in January 2008, Chief Roper claims the video was not brought to his attention until the district attorney's office told him about it 2 months ago. Officer Lucas suffered a broken leg when he was hit, but has since healed and returned to the Hoover Police Department. Law enforcement personnel in Will County, Illinois, the south and southwest suburban area in the Chicago metro, are investigating the discovery of the partial skeletal remains of a woman on the south bank of the Des Plaines River near Chanahan. This discovery may play into one of two prominent missing person cases in the area. One is the disappearance of Stacy Peterson, whose husband, former Bolingbroke Police Sergeant Drew Peterson, is currently charged with murdering one of his previous wives. Bolingbroke is 20 miles upriver from Chanahan. The other case is that of Lisa Stebbick, a Plainfield woman who was attempting to evict her husband from their home when she was last seen 13 months ago. Plainfield is 15 miles upriver from Chanahan. The latest incarnation of the Tucson Toros opened their first season at High Corbett Field tonight, provided that the rain doesn't continue until then. The first four games are a homestand against the Chico Outlaws. 7 p.m. is the scheduled game time tonight, tomorrow night, Saturday, and Sunday. It's a rough week for soul and jazz singer Natalie Cole. On the upside is the fact that she received a badly needed kidney transplant on Tuesday. But on the very downside is the death the previous day of her older sister Carol Cole, who had been suffering from cancer. Carol was a TV actor in the 60s and 70s before taking over the administration of the estate and recordings of their famous father, the great jazz singer Nat King Cole, who himself died of lung cancer in February of 1965. Other obituaries today include one for the British actress Lucy Gordon, who appears to have hanged herself in her Paris flat. Her 29th birthday would have been tomorrow. Media reports say she had been sharply depressed over the suicide of a friend. Gordon had a minor role in Spider-Man 3, but had just completed filming a biography of French film director and singer Serge Gainsbourg, in which she played Gainsbourg's wife and frequent artistic partner Jane Birkin. Planned release date for that film is next January in France. Trailers for that film have been running at the Cannes Film Festival, which wraps up this weekend. And the imaginative surfboard designer Mike Zay Croteau has died in Santa Cruz, California at 60 years of age. He never recovered from surgery to remove a brain tumor 2 years ago. Some of the ideas that Zay Croteau first promoted, like four fin boards and multiple concave bottom contours, were originally considered outrageous, but now are mainstream. He also designed wetsuits and clothing and was a pioneer in the use of surfboard foam and teaching others how to use that material. If you have any material that you'd like for me to include in the next few days, just email me at baronofarizona@gmail.com. That's baronofarizona@gmail.com. And please indicate where you're listening to this program from. Oh, and one thing more today. Will Durst posted this idea on his Facebook page this morning. In California, voters rejected five fiscal bailout propositions, so I guess our next option is to shoot the boat. Of course, if you don't like this news, you always have the option of making some news yourself. In Tucson, I'm King David McKenzie. Until Monday, have yourselves some peace and oranges.